Chuck, how are you?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You've been on the road a lot, I know. Been very busy. Manufacturing is up in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, we're feeling a little stronger than we have in the last couple of years, I have to tell you, Tony. I've been talking to my members, and they got hunkered down in 08 and 09 and 010. They started getting, you know, okay, maybe we're going to make it through it. And I think 011, I think they're saying, you know, we got to hire. We're starting to pick up business. We got to do a little bit of hiring here.
Chuck, a local manufacturer who I'm always interested in is the folks at Demmer. They seem to be survivors. They always seem to know when it's time to make a change from auto parts or from trucks or to working with the military or to working with wind turbines or whatnot. They seem pretty adept at doing business where business can be done.
Well, I think they're very close to what the model of what new manufacturing looks like. You have to be adept. You have to be able to change on a dime, but still use your skilled workforce to build a quality product, whether that's something for the military, whether that's a wind turbine, whether that's a medical device, or providing what your customers want, which is they just had a brand-new armaments procurement spot where people could test their stuff without being in public, and I think that was a great idea. The customers are flocking to them to do that kind of stuff.
Chuck, let's talk about Governor Rick Snyder's tax proposals and how they will impact the manufacturing business in Michigan.
Well, it's a mixed bag, to be honest with you, Tony. About half of my members will see a tax decrease, and that's good news. About another third will probably see another of the other half. About a third of those will see an increase, and the other ones will be about even through the whole thing. And that's sort of a little bit of a mixed bag on how we're making this change.
How many members do you have, Chuck?
About 2,400 members.
When you talk to these folks, what's their take on the governor's efforts to cut $2 billion from the budget? Do they understand? Are they comfortable with the fact that they may have to pay more or a little bit more than they have in the past to help in this effort?
You know, I think that's why you've heard us quiet about this and not out there saying, oh, this is wrong, we got to stop. I think they see that the state needs to make a change here. And they are supportive of that as long as it makes that change and there is an outcome that's positive out of that. And I think they're willing to give this governor that chance right now.
What are the biggest challenges for manufacturers in the state of Michigan? What could Rick Snyder and his staff do to help them prosper more?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is the budget right now. They need to get that under control. If they don't get that under control, there's no way they can go out and try to help other people. Yeah, that may mean manufacturers. That may mean people changing jobs and getting other education so that they can get into new jobs. I think the biggest concern we have is workforce development out there right now. And quite honestly, there's no real money to help make that change for people right now, whether it's at the community college level or at the high school level or wherever it may be.
How important is it to have that training available at the community college level as well as for your universities?
I think it's crucial in the future. I think we can get by for a year or two, but in the very near future, our workforce is one of our key parts of our economy and the way manufacturing does business in the state. We're noted for our skilled workforce and the enthusiasm that they put things together and the quality that they do. So I think it's very, very important that we get back to that at some point. I think we recognize that this is a tough time, and we all got to take a bite and take a swallow at the same time. But that is a concern that we have on the horizon, and we've got to think about that.
So
I think the Snyder administration knows that too, quite frankly.
So if higher ed is very important and K-12 education is important, what do you think when you see that funding for both those entities is going to get cut?
Well, I tell you, I think that, like I said, we are going to have to take a hit here, and everybody's going to have to take a swallow and take a step back and maybe pay a little more or not get as much in return, and this is part of not getting as much in return, and in the other case of the income tax, we're going to be paying a little bit more corporate income tax.
Chuck, what's the hot new manufacturing deal here in the state of Michigan? What's really growing?
I think in the next couple of years, you're going to see, it has already taken off, but wind turbine manufacturing is becoming larger and larger all the time. I think you're going to see a large OEM come into the state, I would guess, in the next couple of years because of our location, because of the wind capacity, because of our manufacturers, because we're just a great location, and there's so many foreign and they're not really manufacturers from the standpoint they make things. They're really assemblers more than anything else, and so they'll be using a lot of the people that are here in the area to make the parts that they need here.
Now, Chuck, from what I understand, the key for that could be an Eaton Rapids company, which has been looking at a way to mass produce these in a way that you do an automobile, and that really hasn't been the norm because we're talking about pieces that are so big. But when we can get this done in assembly fashion, each piece, each product will be the same, so you can maintain quality.
No, I think they'll play a very key piece. The new forge that they're putting in over there is one of the largest in the U.S. and so they can make these parts. There's another interesting company over on the west side of the state in Holland that is making wind blades, and they're making them. They can make them by design. They're made of full strength, and I think they'll play a very key role. There's a company down in Monroe area that's making towers. There's a company in the Oakland County area that is making tower bolts and bolts to put on the turbines to the towers and things like that. There's a lot of pieces here in the state that are ready to move if that OEM and assembler comes into this state.
How much of a demand is there for these wind turbines? I mean, can companies make some money from this? Is there a huge demand? I know most of these are built outside the U.S.
They are, because that's where the demand has been in the past. And because of that, there's a supplier network hooked up to most of these companies. But having said that, I think many of these companies see the U.S. as the next big frontier for them. And I think the Midwest, particularly, there's a lot of wind going right down the Kansas, Iowa, Oklahoma direction, but the Great Lakes also have a pretty good wind supply, and this has not been built up at all. And there's also an RPS standard, a renewable standard that a lot of the states in this Midwest have to meet, including Michigan, and that helps build those turbines and place those turbines out there.
Chuck Haddon is the president and CEO for the Michigan Manufacturers Association. Chuck, always great to talk with you. Thank you.
My pleasure, Tony.